This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This year, we're taking a regular opportunity to go back to the Future Part 2 to look at some of the technology predicted in the movie. Why? Because in the movie, this happens.
2015? You mean we're in the future?
And when it does, Marty McFly's girlfriend Jennifer, played by Elizabeth Shue, gets overexcited and the time-traveling doc points a device at her. That puts her to sleep. In the real world of 2015, we got tons of stuff to supposedly help us get to sleep. Masks, drugs, hypnosis, that old dusty fan my wife can't live without. What about a device, though, that could actually induce sleep? Are we there yet? Sarah Lissenby is a person who can answer this. She's chair of the Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences Department at Duke University. Hello, Sarah. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
All right, give it to me straight, Sarah. Do we have something that can shoot magnetic waves at our brain and make us go to sleep?
Well, I'm not sure it's exactly like portrayed in Back to the Future, but we certainly know a lot more about how brain stimulation can influence sleep.
Tell me a few of the things that we know.
Well, an area that I've studied is transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS uses magnetic fields to induce small electrical currents in the brain, and you can give it at specific rhythms or patterns or frequencies. The idea is to try to alter the brain rhythms in a direction that would change sleep or change behavior.
Why do you think these techniques work?
Well, sleep is a rhythm, basically. So there are characteristic patterns of oscillations in the brain. And you can actually use the different forms of stimulation, such as magnetic stimulation or direct electrical stimulation or sensory stimulation, given at different frequencies to modulate those brain rhythms. The idea is to try to entrain the rhythmic activity of the brain in a way that would be comparable to sleep.
It's so interesting. This reminds me of music.
Well, I think that's a good analogy. It is about resonance, basically trying to entrain these brain rhythms. And in fact, that's really one of the frontiers of neuroscience, learning new ways to understand how the brain works at the speed of thought.
All right. So I'm going to ask you perhaps to break your scientist rules and tell me how long you think it'll take before I can get a sleep-inducing device in my bedroom.
Don't hold me to this, but I think it's foreseeable within maybe the next 5 to 10 years. I would say the rate of change in the use of devices for affecting brain function is really faster than it's ever been.
Sarah Lissenby is chair of the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at Duke University. Sarah, thank you very much.
Thank you.